This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sister Rupa from New Jersey emails and asks a question that should be pertinent to every single lady, and it is a question about the menstrual cycle. And the issue is a very technical one, and that is that at the beginning and end of the menstrual cycle, generally speaking, the salah is sometimes not prayed. And sometimes when the menses finish, then there's time left to pray. And sometimes the sisters delay and sometimes they do the ghusl immediately. So she's asking about the technical question about the beginning of the menses. If it comes, let's say, after Salatul Dhuhr and she hasn't prayed Dhuhr and her menses start, must she make up Salatul Dhuhr? And then also when the menses finish, and it finishes at the time of Dhuhr and Asr, let's say, but for whatever reason, she's in school or whatever, she delays it, and then it's after Asr, you know, what is to be done? So the salahs that need to be made up at the beginning and at the end of the menses. That is the question.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Now realize the topic of menstruation is of course integral to tahara and to purity, and there's a lot of rulings, and honestly there's a lot of confusion as well that a lot of our sisters have, and maybe inshallah, you know, one day I'll give a more detailed class. It's something that actually there should not be that much confusion about. And one of the areas of confusion is the notion of making up the salawat and what needs to be done. Now, obviously, we are not talking about the prayers that are happening during the menstruation by unanimous consensus. The days that she is menstruating, those days she does not pray and she does not make up those prayers. That is by unanimous consensus. There is no difference of opinion. The issue comes about a prayer she might have missed at the very beginning of the menses, and or the prayers that technically she could have prayed, but for whatever reason she did not do ghusl, or even if she did ghusl, so the question arises, what if she did ghusl after Salat al-Asr? Must she also make up Dhuhr and Asr or only Asr? So that's the area. So let us begin with the first issue, which is the question of when the menses begin, and if she did not pray that particular prayer. Now, obviously, there are two simple scenarios. The first scenario, Salat al-Dhuhr, the timing came, or Salat al-Maghrib, or Isha, whatever it is, and she prayed the prayer, and then her menses start. No problem here. Obviously, she's done her duty, she has done her salah, and therefore, obviously, there is no question that there is no salah that she needs to make up. But what if she did not pray, because obviously no sister knows the minute that is going to start, obviously. So she did not pray because she's allowed to delay. It's Dhuhr is at 1:30, Asr is at 4 o'clock. And, you know, she thought, okay, I'm going to pray in an hour. And lo and behold, her menses began and she did not pray Dhuhr. So obviously she is, you know, not liable for having delayed Dhuhr. But the question is she liable to make up Salat al-Dhuhr? And the other question that comes that, well, how about Dhuhr and Asr together? Because if she were traveling, or if circumstances were dire, then Dhuhr and Asr can be combined, and Maghrib and Isha can be combined. So do we take into account the direness, if you like, of the issue of the possibility of combining the two prayers? And must she make up the one prayer, or maybe even the both prayers? So this is the question over here. And the scholars of the madhahib have differed over this issue. And some of the madhahib say that if there was time to pray, even if it was time to pray one rak'ah, and the point is there has to be at least one rak'ah time. So if Dhuhr began at, let's say, 1:30 p.m. and, you know, we happen to know 1:31, you know, she began the menses. So in reality, she did not have any time to even pray a full rak'ah. So in that case, obviously, she is forgiven. But if she had enough time to pray a full rak'ah, then the majority of scholars say that she should make up that one prayer that she did not pray, that time was there. She's not sinful, but she is liable to make it up, because they say, they look at it this way, that when the time of prayer came in, she was obliged to pray. The fact that she delayed the prayer is her choice, and she's not sinful because she didn't realize that the menses would start. But she still had the obligation to pray for that hour or hour and a half or 35 minutes. So the fact that her menses began simply means she needs to make up what was obligatory on her during that, you know, 35 minutes or hour and a half before the menses began. And this is the position of the majority of the madhahib. However, the Maliki school and also Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, they argue that there is no qada upon her at all. And that is because the obligation to pray lasts throughout the entire section of the prayer. And the fact that that obligation was lifted by her menses in the middle means, according to them, that the entire obligation was negated. So the point is that, is the obligation incremental? Let me put it that way. That is it obligatory every single millisecond? Or is it like the entire duration? So if it is a chunk, the entire duration, and it was lifted up in the middle of that duration, then she is not liable. And one can also add over here that, you know, plenty of women, obviously every woman menstruated in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he did not specifically command them to make up this particular prayer, and therefore it makes sense, like Ibn Taymiyyah argues, that it makes sense that you know, the fact that she delayed it was her choice, okay? And so none of the sahabiyat were explicitly told by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, hey, monitor your menses when they begin and make sure that you make up any salah that you didn't pray when the menses began. So Allah knows best, but you know, the position of Ibn Taymiyyah here does make sense to me. Nonetheless, the majority position is that she does make up, and in fact many of the scholars say, and this is a well-known position within the Hanbali school, that she makes up if it was at Dhuhr time or if it was at Maghrib time, then she makes up the two prayers, Dhuhr and Asr, or Maghrib and Isha, because they argue, and again, this is a very, you know, that position that they're arguing is actually very consistent with the paradigm of understanding the obligation of Salah. But you see, the flip side is, this is a scenario that a lot of women would have faced, and you would have thought that such a common scenario should not have been left silent. Okay, so if you look at it from the perspective of you know, technical usul al-fiqh, frankly, the majority position makes a lot of sense. And there's no question that is a safer opinion. And that is that she should make up the prayer. And in fact, she should make up two prayers in case Dhuhr and Asr were both together and her menses started at Dhuhr. And Maghrib and Isha and her menses started after Maghrib. Obviously, once again, if her menstruation began before, obviously, the prayer, there's no question that it's not obligatory. So if the menses began, the cycle began after Asr, but before Maghrib, then obviously Maghrib and Isha is forgiven. But the question is Asr, that's the question. And then if it was after Dhuhr, then the question is Dhuhr and Asr, because according to that paradigm, Dhuhr and Asr, they occupy like one status in times of hardship or need. And Maghrib and Isha, they occupy one status. Because again, when we're traveling, or, you know, in times of difficulty, you know, or in times of rain, the Prophet would combine those two salawat. It was something that was done in exceptional scenarios. And this can be considered an exceptional scenario. So these are the two opinions. The safer one is that she makes up. And inshallah ta'ala, if you ask me, what I say is that she does not need to make up any prayer of the beginning, because she did not intentionally. I mean, it's not like you're not delaying, you know, in order to, you know, nobody knows when the menses will begin. And so if it has begun, the obligation has been lifted because she was allowed to delay. There's no sin on her to delay. And then if the menses began, then there is no problem and she does not need to make it up. Okay, that is the beginning of the cycle. How about the end of the cycle? And the end of the cycle, of course, is known by the special discharge called the whitest discharge, with which you know, the average menstruating sister or lady has. Obviously, there are exceptional scenarios and that requires a longer class of fiqh, obviously. But generally speaking, most ladies, that particular discharge finishes the monthly cycle. And that signifies that it is time of purity. Now, point here. is that many, many of our women, may Allah guide us and forgive us for our sins, many of our sisters do not understand the importance of performing ghusl immediately. And unfortunately, all too often, they simply delay it for a few hours, thinking that, oh, okay, it's okay, I'm in my menses, so, you know, might as well just delay. But you see, that's something that obviously no scholar has allowed, because it goes against, the point is your menses have finished. And when they have finished, you need to do a ghusl, and you need to pray. And so, the question therefore is that if a sister finishes her cycle, the discharge comes out at the time of, let us say, now obviously if it comes out the time of Dhuhr, obviously, let's say Dhuhr is 1:30 and she finishes at 2 o'clock. Obviously we all understand that she needs to do a ghusl and she needs to pray Dhuhr. If she was lazy, or if circumstances forced her for whatever reason, that, you know, she's not going to be taking the ghusl, it doesn't matter, Dhuhr is obligatory on her and she is going to pray Dhuhr, we all understand that, no problem. Now, however, the technical controversy is the following. What if her menses finished after Asr? The same scenario. Must she make up both Dhuhr and Asr, or only Asr? Again, by unanimous consensus, in the time slot that her whitest discharge takes place, and if there was enough time for her to pray even one rak'ah. Okay, so let me give you a simple example. That suppose Maghrib is on the dot 6 p.m., let's say, and she sees that her whitest discharge comes out at 5:55 p.m. So her menses has finished. Now, she does not technically have the time to do a ghusl, full ghusl, and then to pray. That would be almost impossible. But 5 minutes is enough to pray a rak'ah. Therefore, if she's not able to do a full ghusl immediately and pray, Asr is still obligatory on her. So she will pray it as soon as she does the ghusl and she comes out and she is now fully purified. She will first start with Asr, even if it is past Maghrib time. Why? Because the menses finished in enough time for her to pray one rak'ah of Asr before the time of Maghrib. So I hope that that is clear. We do not look at the time frame of after ghusl. We look at the time frame of after the menses, knowing full well that she cannot pray after the menses until she does ghusl. But the ghusl time frame is not looked at. We look at that time frame. Now, she is excused if she needs to take ghusl, and because of that, the time goes out. That is a legitimate excuse, but the obligation to pray is still binding on her. So if she could have prayed one rak'ah before the entrance of the next time frame, so suppose again, Maghrib's at 6 p.m., 5:55 she finishes, and so she rushes to the shower, it's going to take 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes, you know, to take the shower, and then she comes out and she dresses and she prays, she will begin with Asr, even though it is Maghrib time. But Asr is binding on her. She's not sinful, but she must make it up. And then she will pray Maghrib. So that much should be clear, and that is really no controversy amongst the scholars in that regard. She is sinful if she delays without a legitimate cause. If she is sinful, if she is lazy, and says, my discharge comes out, let's say, at 3 p.m., and she just, I'm going to watch another serial drama, I'm going to do this and that, and she delays, and she misses Asr, and maybe Maghrib, and then before going to sleep, she might do a ghusl, and then say, I'll pray Fajr the next day, because, hey, I missed the whole day. No, she is liable for that delay, and she needs to make, of course, she's sinful for that delay in the first place, if it's without, you know, if it's within her control, and she is liable to make up all of the salawat. Now, the other issue that comes, though, is the more technical one, and that is that in case her whitest discharge was released after Asr or after Isha. These are the two time slots where we have to answer this question. Otherwise, we don't have to answer this question. If the discharge was released after Asr or after Isha, then the question is, must she also make up Dhuhr and or Maghrib? I hope you understand the question, right? Because obviously, you understand that if the discharge were to come out at any other time, then we don't have this question or scenario. If it comes out after the sun rises, but before Dhuhr, no problem. If it comes out right after Fajr and you still have time, no problem, you only have Fajr Salah. And if it comes out after Dhuhr or after Maghrib, you only have that one Salah, and then the next one you'll pray. The controversy will come that if it comes after Asr or after Isha, does she have to make up the preceding prayer based on the same issue of the combination of the prayers? And in this case, In this case, you have the Hanafi school and also many of the independent scholars, including my own teacher Ibn Uthaymeen, they said that she only needs to make up the one prayer that is in its time frame. Okay, that she needs to make up only the one prayer that is in its time frame. So if she finished after Asr, she only makes up Asr. She does not have to go back to Dhuhr. And the same goes for Isha. And they use the similar reasoning that I used in the previous part about, once again, that it's not her fault and the Sharia didn't come explicitly to mention that. The majority of scholars, however, say that she should make up both because, again, they're looking at it as this is a constrained time for her, but the Sharia puts these two salawat together. So the Sharia time slot for Dhuhr Asr is basically one, and Maghrib Isha is basically one. So they have an argument from an Usul al-Fiqh perspective. And again, logically and rationally, I have to say that it makes a lot of sense. Yet textually, the other one makes the sense. It should also be added that there are a number of companions, Ibn Abbas, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, a number of companions, a number of tabi'un, they were asked the exact same question and they said she should make up Dhuhr and Asr or she should make up Maghrib and Isha. So based upon that, the majority of madhabs do go with that. And there's no question, dear brothers and sisters, that it is the safer opinion. And it is a position that will get you out of any controversy. And I, you know, recommend that just to be on the safe side. Nonetheless, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best, but if a sister only makes up the salah that is in her time slot and she does not make up the salah that she missed when her menses began, inshallah ta'ala, in my opinion, she is not sinful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون